Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. It's like a dream come true for me today because Barbara Weltman is with us. It's always a lot of fun when Barbara joins us. Barbara is one of our top experts in the Brain Trust. She's one of the world's top experts in small business taxes. She's written many books about that topic, including the current one, which is New Rules for Small Business Taxes, and J.K. Lasser's New Rules for Small Business Taxes. And she is our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. Just small business taxes.
That's okay. That's right. You know what? We have so many of your books here that's and I think what has happened is somebody has walked off with the brand new one.
Well, the newest one, the 2006 edition, will be out in November.
All right, and I'm looking forward to that. And that'll be called.
Same thing.
J.K. Lasser's
Small Business Taxes 2006.
There you go, Barbara. This is a very momentous day, isn't it?
For a lot of reasons.
Today is a very important day. Tell us about some of the things that's important.
Well, tax-wise, anyway. it's the due date for filing your corporate tax return if you obtained a filing extension for 2004. Today is the last day, and you can't get any more extensions, so be sure to file if you have a C-Corp or an S-Corp. It's time to file today.
Your LLC tracks with your personal extensions.
Actually, it's separate, but it's the same date.
It's the same date, but that's what I meant. I didn't mean it was part of it, but it tracks on the same date.
Exactly. So that's separate. Not today.
Which was April 15th, and then August 15th, and then October 15th for the second extension. But didn't you tell us last time that next year it's all going to be one? It's just that you're just going to get one that'll go all the way to October.
Well, they didn't actually release the draft for the LLCs and partnerships, so we can't be sure that that's going to be automatic 6 months.
But isn't the personal?
Yes. But the personal, yes. They've released the draft form of the extension return that you file, the 4868,
right.
And that shows a six-month extension.
Mm-hmm. Just automatic from our...
Automatic. Yep, no reason or anything. You just file it.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So,
yeah, it makes it easier.
So it's the tax filing day, the quarterly estimated taxes due today.
For the third quarter.
For both
corporations and individuals.
All right. So, and also it is the date for... The return, the extension of your LLC, or your S or your C corporation. And there is no further extension for corporations, is there?
No, there isn't. 6 months is the maximum.
Months from April, from March 15th to the middle of September, and you've got beyond that. So you got to get that out. We got ours out this week, so I was happy about that.
Good.
And of course, if you have an S corp. Whatever taxes, whatever income is there, that's what flows through directly to your personal, the shareholder's personal return.
That's correct. Now, there is one exception to the deadlines, and that is for any of the victims of Hurricane Katrina, any of the people located in any of the disaster areas, and there are just so many of them. They're
90,000 square miles.
Yeah, they're in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, mm-hmm. and Florida.
That's right.
And any return tax payment deposit that was due on or after August 29th, you have until January 3rd, 2006, to complete the action. So that's a generous extension.
And I bet that'll be a soft date.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be. I mean, I'm not. Don't count on that, folks, because that's just me, you know. And the IRS doesn't check with me about these things. But I bet that'll be a soft date because, in reality, because I mean, there's so much Barbara, we don't even think about trying
to prepare your tax return without any records, with all your records destroyed.
Hey, Barbara, how about without any money?
And without it, well, that that sort of like puts a crimp on paying taxes. But I'm talking about just even preparing a return.
Right. Oh yeah. No. Never mind any of that. But the thing is look at the people whose finances. Never mind their record keeping.
Right.
But their finances are going to be are all discombobulated now. I mean, look at how many small business owners, Barbara, who try to make a profit, but basically they live on cash flow.
Absolutely.
And they have no cash flow. They got no customers. They got no place to work. There's no,
place for
the customers to go.
Exactly. Well,
my heart is broken for those businesses down there. And,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Stand by, Barbara. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Barbara Weltman, right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Down to the crossroads, down out of money. That's all I've ever.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check it out when you get a chance for all the other things there. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives. Our blog is there. Jim's blog is there that will help you to find the things that we've done most recently. The interviews that we've conducted, that I've conducted over the last few days and actually the last couple of weeks are all there right up front so you can go back and noodle through those very easily. The blog makes everything so easy for especially the most recent things that we've done. And then if you want to get into some of the a little more detail, you can go into the other sections of the archives and the articles. And so I hope you check that out. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to the blog. We actually have the really simple syndication capability there with the blog. And every day, if you do that every day, it'll send you a little notice of what's up, what's the current information from the website. And so I hope you'll take advantage of that. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's the author of Small Business Taxes 2005, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, and a number of other books, including that eBay book, Barbara.
Right, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business.
You were thinking of me when you thought of that title, weren't you, Barbara?
No.
Blassingame and eBay. Barbara, you've got some news. Oh, by the way, give us your website, too, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
All right.
Couldn't be easy.
Yeah, couldn't be easier. And now, is that where they get the tax tip, the daily tax tip?
We're in the process of combining sites, and right now there's a monthly there, and there will be a daily there.
All right, sounds good. Barbara, you were telling me off the air about a new development between the AICPA and the IRS. Tell us about that.
Yes, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, has partnered with the IRS and announced that they're going to be sending volunteer CPAs down to through the FEMA disaster recovery centers to provide financial recovery assistance to victims of Hurricane Katrina. So
that's
it's going to be a free service.
Good for the AICPA and the IRS working together. But the CPAs are the guys that are going to spend the time down there. Not that the IRS isn't either. They're all going to be doing it. But
so you can turn to a CPA to help you, you know, get your if you're going to start up your business again and get you back on a good footing and try to recover some records and really work with businesses to get going again.
Absolutely. And you know, there's so many people pitching in to help those folks on so many different levels. There's so many hero volunteers, plus not to mention the people who are spending the money. You know, Barbara, I read recently that they're anticipating that the cost of the recovery of that whole area down there is going to be $200 billion.
I can imagine. I mean,
it's beyond any
pictures. It's just hard to fathom how people are just going to have the mental ability to just, you know, start up again. It's just mm-hmm. just, you know, when you're wiped out, you know, people, the people who you know, there was an entire community of people from, who came over from Vietnam who were
right.
shrimpers in Vietnam. They came
mm-hmm.
over and became shrimpers in the Louisiana area, and they're totally wiped out all over
yep.
again.
Yep, yep. All the little businesses down there, that just little family businesses, some of them go back, you know, more than 100 years.
Oh, that's right. I have friends who have a business. They've been down on Royal Street for 100 years.
Right. Yeah. And I hope they get back in. And
they are definitely going to be.
And Barbara, as they start repatriating back to that area, and as the economy, right now there is no economy down there. There's no marketplace. And so, but as that starts picking up again, I'm going to be, and I'd like for you to help me. Anybody that you know, I want to report some of the things that are going on down there. And I, that's one of the things that I want to be able to do is to talk about some of the regeneration of that economy, that marketplace down there. And we'll be doing that. Barbara, let's get back into some of the tax
yeah,
issues.
You know, one of the things that businesses can do, usually this is something that large businesses do, but there's no reason why small businesses can't do it also, which is to use a leave donation program and target it for Katrina victims, which means to give employees the option of donating their unused vacation, sick, and personal leave time. And the IRS has ruled that employees who do this, they're not going to be taxed on the amounts that they give up. And then employers, small business owners, can take that cash and donate it to Katrina to tax-exempt organizations, and they're going to get charitable contribution deductions for the donations.
All right, walk us through the details.
Around.
Walk us through the details of how that happens.
You have a leave donation program.
So let's say I've got an employee who has 2 days coming.
Who has 2 days coming, and they voluntarily, you give them the choice, and they voluntarily decide that they're going to donate that to the leave program, the leave donation program.
That means they come in and work those 2 days.
They come in and work those two days.
But they don't get paid.
They don't get paid. They're going to donate the time. Maybe they take the time mm-hmm. off, but they're just not getting paid for
right,
it.
Right, right. I got you. And so then
the employer takes the cash that they would have paid them
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And gives it to a tax-exempt organization
right.
like the Red Cross.
Right. So it's not taxable to the employee.
The employee
as income.
Is not taxed. There's no payroll taxes on the money.
Right.
And there's a charitable donation for the employer that makes mm-hmm. the cash donation.
That's a very interesting. You know, that's a new one on me. I was not familiar with the voluntary leave program.
They actually did that for 9/11.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'd forgotten about it. You probably told us about that, and I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, well,
that's a
yeah,
really
you know,
good idea.
And it's for a limited time. I don't know how long this is going to go, but
right.
it's for a limited time.
Something good to think about, folks. 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And BarbaraWeltman.com is her website, and her book is J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2005. 2006 is on the way. Don't worry about that. And if you're thinking about an eBay business, you can't beat her the Complete Idiot's Guide for eBay Business. Right, Barbara?
Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business.
There you go, that one. And so I hope you'll check it out. And also, you still have your newsletter too, don't you?
Sure, Big Ideas for Small Business. And we really have some good scoops coming.
Well, good. And also, I want to point out your new activity with the Inc. magazine, Inc.com.
Yeah, you can go to Inc.com to the homepage, and you'll find my picture and a link to my monthly column there.
You've heard me say it before, folks. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience.
Yeah.
And Barbara sure fits that category. Barbara, what are some other things we need to know about our taxes as we're now basically, of course, we still have, if we extend it, we still have our personal returns that we have to file between now and October 15th. But from a tax planning standpoint, what should we be thinking about?
Well, one of the things to be thinking about is, you know, it's hard to get away from Hurricane Katrina, and there's a new bill that was introduced in the Senate a few days ago that will probably pass. I mean, it looks pretty positive, and it contains a whole slew of interesting and beneficial tax provisions to help people who are helping Hurricane Katrina victims and the victims themselves. For example, there's going to be a new deduction, $500 per person, if you house a victim.
Hmm.
You know,
wow.
Something new.
I hadn't heard about
that's right. Never had this kind of break before. So
if you house a victim of Hurricane Katrina, you get
$500. You're going to be able to take an exemption.
An exemption?
Not like the regular exemption, the $3,200, but a $500 per person exemption.
Hmm.
Now, people are taking in victims anyway. So
yeah.
This is just
well, they were doing that before they even. I mean, they did that before they even knew this was coming about. And
absolutely.
There'll be people who will do this who won't even know that this exists.
Well, you're
and
absolutely
God, and God bless
right.
every one of them.
Absolutely right. The other thing is they're going to expand the categories of eligibility for the work opportunity credit. So if you hire people who are Hurricane Katrina victims, you're going to be able to take a tax credit for
right.
the wages, for
right.
portion of the wages.
Right.
And that's going to be a really good break to encourage
mm-hmm.
putting people back to work.
Yeah. We got about a million people that have had to be diffused into the rest of the population.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, Barbara. Isn't there some new information on the mileage rate?
Yes, we must talk about the mileage rate. They have increased effective September 1. So for the last 4 months of the year, the new IRS mileage rate is up 8 cents a mile to 48.5 cents a mile.
48.5 cents a mile.
Now, what? That's a really dramatic raise. It's the biggest raise the IRS ever did.
Right.
But if you look at the actual cost of driving, that's probably like about between 15 and 20 cents below what it actually costs.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, it's highly advisable to look to take the actual cost of your driving, which to do that you have to save all your receipts for your, you know,
mm-hmm.
for your expenses related to your driving.
Right. Now, when does this go into effect? The 48 cents.
The 48 cents went into effect September 1st. So
okay.
So the 40.5 cents, the old rate applies through August 31st. And starting September 1st, the new rate applies.
All right. So you
and they've also increased for personal driving the rate that you use for medical and moving purposes. That also went up. It was used to be 15 cents a mile, and then starting September 1st, it's 22 cents a mile.
All right. All right. What else we need to know?
They didn't raise the rate for charitable driving because that's a statutory rate. It stays at 14 cents a mile.
Okay.
Unless this legislation passes and they increase the rate, which might happen, but
you know another thing, Barbara, that may, and we're going to get into this a little more with Kiplinger in the next hour, is another thing that may be impacted by Katrina is the schedule for renewing the tax cuts.
Yes, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. They will not be able, you know, for example, they were trying to make the capital gains cuts permanent.
Permanent, right.
But the federal government needs money.
That's right.
There's just no way.
They may do it. They may do it, but it won't be, the permanency won't be decided right now. It'll
well, they don't have to because the law isn't expiring today.
Right, exactly.
So I think that's going to be put on a back burner.
Right. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Barbara, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. You're always do a great job when you join us.
A pleasure as always. I love it.
Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. You know that. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want you to remember this, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.